What's up, guys? This is Kyle Horn with HUTR Redskins Talk Podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about linebackers. Like I said, we're going to do cornerbacks next because we did safeties last episode. If you have not checked that out, go ahead and check that out. We've also done the draft recap. Go ahead and check that out. It was before the safety episode. We did a safety episode yesterday. And today, we're going to head on into the linebackers. But first, once again, I got to give a shout out to Redskins coverage. My main man gave me a shout out earlier this week in NFL Redskins News. If you want a Redskins account to follow on Instagram, I recommend those two. They will give you the latest updates on the Redskins and a couple cool posts they do and a couple cool series they do. I definitely recommend them as a Instagram follow. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the linebackers. So, of course, with the news, Reuben Foster, the young guy we got out of San Francisco. He was cut from San Francisco because of he had some run-ins with the law. So they just went ahead and just said that we're not going to really fool with you as much, and Redskins are going to take a chance on him. And so far, I mean, nothing really has been wrong for him, or nothing really like as far as the law goes. It's just the other day he had that, he tore his ACL, possible artery damage, so it does not look like he will not play this year. So, we picked up his rookie contract, so I've heard things where he doesn't take up, or this year he won't be a hit on the cap, or he will be a hit on the cap still. There's other injuries, things, but since this is a rookie contract, he will be a hit on the cap. So, that's just because of the injury, it doesn't help us anyway in the cap, so that is still a hit on the cap. But let's get into the linebackers, what our linebacker room looks right now with Reuben Foster gone. Mason Foster, I assume, is going to be a starter now, definitely. He was a question to be a starter with Reuben. It was definitely between Mason and Shondeon Hamilton to see who would be the starter next to Reuben. But now with Reuben going down, I see Mason as the veteran starter for this group. And, I mean, but he's got a lot of drama coming with him. He had that incident with a fan towards the middle of the season last year where he kind of said, F this organization and F this team. But then he came out and said that was his cousin or something. And then he came out and said, I'm going to work hard. And then he did seem to play really hard and get along with the team and try to be a leader, the captain. He was the captain last year. Try to be the captain that he was and came back and tried to play as the captain he was. And from on-field perspective, it looked like he did really mean what he said. But last year, he led us in tackling with 131 tackles. He's a good tackler. He's going to be a guy that's going to help stop the run, possibly get you a few sacks here and there. And I'm going to go off track here a little bit. Yesterday, I forgot to say this. Yesterday, while I was doing the safeties, I forgot to put some stats in the information I was giving y'all, so I apologize for that, but from now on, I'm gonna give you some stats on these players. Back to Mason Foster. He's gonna be a guy, he lacks coverage, like matching up with a guy like an Alvin Kamara, he can probably cover some bigger tight ends if you need that out of him, but he's not really a cover guy, and that's where the linebacker group lacked him last year. That's why you saw Josh Harvey Clemens, who I'll talk about in a little bit, come in for Zach Brown, because, I mean, Zach Brown and Mason Foster both aren't strong in coverage, so Josh Harvey Clemens came in and kind of played the nickelback linebacker, if you will. And I think Mason's a good player. I think definitely now he'll definitely be a starter. And I could see another 100 tackle season out of him if he plays all of his games. And I see if he could stay out of drama and really wants to be here, I think he will be all right and he'll play well. So moving on, he's 30, by the way, so he is definitely the veteran of the group. Moving on to Shondeon Hamilton, I think will be the other starter. He came in at the end of season when Zach Brown's incident started to go on and Mason Foster's incident started to go around. And about only three games, he had 27 tackles and a set, 1.5 sacks and about only three. And like I said, only about three games. I definitely think he's starting next to Mason Foster. But, I mean, he's got some group. They brought in a guy who I will talk about here in just a minute. He's got some competition to win it from. He's the youngest. He's not the youngest guy, but he is a young talent. And I think he's a player I really like, and I think he will make a big impact. He could possibly have. Let me check something. All right, just want to make sure this is recording because I didn't want to not be recording this. I think he's a guy that could have double digit tackle number or high number tackles. About in the 70 to, or and I could say 80, anywhere from 50 to 80 tackles, and about like 3 sacks or something like that, and a couple tackles for loss. I see him. I really like this kid. That's what I'll say. I would have been fine with him starting next to Reuben Foster, honestly, leaving Mason Foster on the bench. But now we don't see. Now we're gonna see where possibly it's going to be Mason and Sean Deon Hamilton, the starting linebacker group of last year. Sean Deon Hamilton might help in coverage just a little bit. He's not a extremely fast dude, extremely good coverage dude. But he's probably a little better than Mason Foster. But we still have Josh Harvey Clemens, who I will talk about in a little bit. But next guy, we signed him yesterday. I'm unsure about the contract details right now. I will let you know if it's a big deal about those. If it's nothing too major, I won't really say anything about it. But John Bostic, he's 28 years old. He started 14 games with Pittsburgh. His last 2 years with Indianapolis and Pittsburgh, he had 170 tackles and 3.5 sacks. I watched his highlights yesterday. He's a guy that reminds me of Mason Foster type dude. He had a lot of run stops. I didn't really see any where he got into pass coverage. I saw a couple of plays on some bigger tight ends, but that's about it for him in pass coverage. So I think he's kind of like a Mason Foster, not really fast dude. He's a guy I think it's just going to be for depth. We'll see him in the preseason, see how well he learns that defense. I mean, he did start 14 games at Pittsburgh, so he is starter worthy in this league. So we could see him come in and possibly win a starting job from maybe Mason Foster or Sean Deon Hamilton. If we don't think Sean Deon Hamilton's ready to assume a full-time starting role, maybe John Bostic, another veteran-type guy, is ready to come in. But I still see the guy I'm about to talk about next, Josh Harvey Clemens, coming in on third down or passing downs and being that nickel back. And it's so much so where he comes in so many times on passing downs and covers guys that Pro Football Focus has him listed as a strong safety. That's a guy that's still in our roster as a middle linebacker, and a very well-known football resource has him listed as a safe or a strong safety. So that shows you how much he's going to be out there covering and helping in the pass game. He had 1 sack, 18 tackles. He had a couple pass bat downs last year. I remember watching that in some of his highlights. Like I said, he came in for Zach Brown last year on passing downs. So we had Mason Foster in case it was a run, and then we had Josh Harvey Clemens in there to help in coverage if, in fact, it was a pass. That's mainly the only reason he came in last year. And I do see him taking on a bit of a larger role as he develops more. And if he gets a contract extension coming up here soon, when his contract ends, I definitely see him being a player that we'd extend, and his role will continue to expand as he learns more. But I really have not. He's 25 years old, so he's still a young guy. He's still, like I said, he's still going to develop, and he could develop and end up being a really good player, and I could end up being a starter. I think this kid could end up being a starter. I don't see it happening, but I think he has the talent to become a starter. I don't know if it will be with the Redskins or another team, but we should see. Another guy, talked about him in this draft, Cole Holcomb. Fits on pick out of UNC. I think he's just going to be a special teams type guy. I don't see him doing much unless, of course, more injuries. It's just a good depth in this position. He is a faster guy, a guy that we could also see covering if like a guy like Josh Harvey Clemens would fall to injury. We could see him maybe out there playing some coverage if he needs to be. But I think his strong suits definitely run the run game, but he can cover better than Mason Foster and John Bostic. But I mean, Cole Holcomb, he's a younger guy. He's 22, so he's going to have more athletic he's going to be a little more athletic than Mason Foster. He's going to have more speed than Mason Foster. With UNC, he had 327 tackles and 2.5 sacks in his career. That's pretty good numbers. I would like to see the sacks higher for a whole career. He was a redshirt senior, too. So that's 4 years to play, and he only had 2.5 sacks. And I would have rather seen his sacks to raise a little bit more. But it is what it is, and I think that proves that he's not going to be rushing the passer. He's going to be more in coverage and then get those tackles racking up because of a pass or a short dump-off pass that he made the tackle or just going in for the run game. Another guy we have, DeMarcus Gates. Didn't really know who this was until I did a little bit of research on him. He's an undrafted guy out of Ole Miss. He's only 23 years old. Just kind of depth position. I don't see him making the 53-man roster. He might be, June 1st cut's coming up. He might even not even make that pass that. He's a guy that I see just this depth of position, competition at the position. He could make the 90-man roster and come in and just try to compete for a roster spot, maybe practice squad spot, but I don't see him going any farther than just competition or depth at the position. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the inside linebackers. Tomorrow we'll go back to cornerbacks, get back on track with the series. And that's about it for today. I was going to say something. I don't remember what I was going to say. I don't know what I was going to say. But so, tomorrow do cornerbacks. Or not tomorrow. I don't know if this will be up tomorrow. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if I'm going to do one tomorrow. I'll see. Just stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram at HTTR Redskins Pod for updates when pods are up and pods are going to be up. So if you want to know what time they're coming up and when they'll be coming out, just go ahead and follow that account, and I post when I'm going to announce a pod. And I'd like to remind you, if you didn't watch the first podcast, something I'm really excited for is when the preseason rolls around, regular season rolls around, some game day chats. That's what I'm going to call them. It's like 15-minute chats before the game. If it's like a 4 o'clock game, I'll have them recorded at like 1. If it's like a 1 o'clock game, I'll have them recorded in the morning, and I'll post those out. Or if it's a Monday night game, I'll do a 15-minute chat like while Monday night football football countdown's on or something like that. That's something I'm really excited about. And then game day reviews. So after the game, about another 15 minutes about what the game, something to stand out, some stuff to stand out to me. And just going over what happened during the game, what are some pros and cons, something we can take out of it, what do we need to do for this game. I'm really excited about the preseason because we get to see some of these guys that we probably won't see starting week one. We get to talk about those guys. We'll see at least 90 players or not a good bit of our players get some minutes out there in the preseason, and we'll try to get a good view for what we're setting up for week one. So I'm really excited about those. So once again, follow at HTTR Redskins Pod on Instagram, and I'll keep you up to date for when those pods are going to come out. Right now I'm continuing this position series. I don't know, after we finish position series, I'm not quite sure what I have up. But if I finish position series, probably around training camp, I'll have it. I'll probably do some stuff on training camp. You guys just let me know on Instagram if you have any ideas I should talk about. But that's about it. Once again, I'd like to thank Anchor for helping me out with this podcast. Once again, I do recommend it. It's a very easy app. And go follow at Redskins Coverage and NFL Redskins News for all of your NFL news on Instagram. Also follow at HTTR Redskins Pod for my Instagram account on the pod. Yeah, with that being said, I'll see y'all in the next pod.